I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On September 16, 1787, delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia were at last faced with a final vote to approve the work they had done. That's when three voices of dissent arose. Edmund Randolph of Virginia spoke first. His concern was, as he said, the indefinite and dangerous power given by the Constitution to Congress. George Mason, also of Virginia, was next, predicting that the Constitution as written would, as he put it, end either in a monarchy or a tyrannical aristocracy. Last was Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts. Gerry listed 11 objections, ranging from the lengths of senators' terms to the power of Congress to set the compensation of its members. It fell to Benjamin Franklin to attempt conciliation.
Whenever you assemble a number of men to have the advantage of their joint wisdom, you inevitably assemble with those men all their prejudices, their errors of opinion, and their selfish views. From such an assembly can a perfect production be expected. The wonder of it all is that it has produced a system of government approaching so near to perfection as it does.
The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.